Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We'll give you an acronym to remember when showing support to victims. Also, Hy-Vee Grocery Store in Eau Claire and in an 8-state region is launching a fundraiser to replenish local food banks. That's ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First off, April is recognized as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals are sharing important information about this critical issue. Diane Whitehouse has served as a sexual assault nurse examiner or SANE trained nurse and conducted examinations at HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospitals since 2009. We asked her to define sexual assault for us.
Sexual assault is any forced, coerced sexual contact without a person's consent.
According to the CDC, more than 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced sexual violence involving physical contact during their lifetimes. Regarding those who've been victimized by sexual assault, Whitehouse says
they need special trained medical people to help them with that, along with other things as well.
And I see, obviously, in your press release, I mean, it's billed as a crime of violence that has a profound impact, maybe well beyond the initial observation, right?
For sure. Unfortunately, perpetrators or assailants are the same person prior to the sexual assault, but the person being assaulted can be changed for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes the perception can be it's some stranger who jumps out from behind a bush. And while that certainly is possible, far too often it happens in a trusting relationship.
100%. Yeah. The majority of sexual assaults happen in a trusted relationship, whether it be a caregiver or a family member or, like you said, a coach, someone that is trusted and close to the victim.
I asked Diane Whitehouse to explain what a sexual assault nurse examiner is and how she came to serve in this capacity.
So the sexual assault nurse examiners are registered nurses that have gone for extra training. 40 hours of extra training, 300 hours of initial or training on the job to become a SANE nurse. They are trained in evidence collection from a victim. They're trained in, you know, the court system, ways that they can help the victim.
Whitehouse says,
I have been doing sexual assault since 2009.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do adults, adolescents, and pediatric patients.
I asked Whitehouse to give us a clue in terms of what you've seen, what's the hurt, the pain, the experience of these victims.
Yeah, like I said, it is something that can affect a victim for the rest of their lives. It can affect relationships in the future from sexual assault, obviously trust issues. It can also affect a patient physically, migraines, abdominal pain, other medical problems that they have. Stress definitely causes a lot of stress in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that April is, you know, an important month for people, knowing that they're not alone, that we have a lot of resources between our hospitals and community resources to help these people.
With the CDC saying that more than 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced sexual violence involving physical contact during their lifetimes, I asked Diane Whitehouse if there are certain age groups where sexual assault is more common.
In this area, having the multiple colleges I do see more of college age women than other demographics. I do see a lot of pediatric patients as well. But definitely the elderly can be vulnerable and have seen patients in the elderly population as well.
With 8 out of 10 sexual assaults committed by someone who knows the victim, I asked Diane Whitehouse what advice she gives people who hope to do all they can to steer clear of this in their own family.
I think awareness is very important, and that there's an openness to speak about it, and that it shouldn't be something behind closed doors that nobody talks about. You know, education to young people, you know, women or girls and boys. I think that, you know, kids should be taught, you know, to tell if somebody is, you know, touching you inappropriately, but also education to the boys saying, you know, these are, you know, your what you should be doing, you know, in your lifetime as well, to make sure that we don't, you know, have, you know, boys and girls that are the assailants also.
RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest Network, says remembering the acronym TALK, 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 can help each of us show support to anyone who's been sexually assaulted. It includes T, thank them for telling you, A, ask how you can help, L, listen without judgment, and K, keep supporting. I asked Nurse Whitehouse to further explain this for us.
If somebody discloses to you that they've been sexually assaulted, you know, just make sure that you're thanking them for telling you. You know, make sure that you say that you're, you know, a safe person, that you know this is a huge step for a victim. You know, you take the time to recognize that. You're thankful that they came forward to ask them how you can help, whether it be a hand to hold, just someone to listen, or, you know, what kind of support they need. Try to listen without judgment, making sure that you're not bringing anything to the table from the past that you want to give them their undivided attention and focus on their feelings. And like I said, not bringing something to the table about your own feelings. And just keep supporting. It takes time for people to heal. Like I said, this could affect them through their lifetime, and they just need support and love.
Diane Whitehouse has served as a SANE trained nurse and conducted exams at HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's for 13 years, and she says more help is on the way.
So between Sacred Heart Hospital, St. Joe's Hospital, we have two SANE nurses that have been doing it. I've been doing it since 2009. My other colleague has been doing it for probably 20 years. She's been doing it for a very long time, and now we have three more nurses that went through training. So we'll have a total of five nurses between our two hospitals. And then there's also programs at Mayo Hospital as well.
Again, there's been more attention given, I think, in recent years, and victims are more willing to come forward and get the help they need, but there's probably continued room for growth in that, right?
100%. I think the more we talk about it, the more we bring awareness to it, that people will feel more comfortable coming forward and speaking about their assault. And hopefully we can get them the help that they need, however it may be. It may not be what we want, but we want to make sure that we have support for them and what they need.
Again, Diane Whitehouse, trained as a sexual assault nurse examiner and serving at HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospital since 2009. We thank her for joining us. Meanwhile, for more resources to support victims of sexual assault, you can visit rain.org/talk. That's RAIN with two N's, RAINN, rain.org/talk. and the National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline, a referral service that can put you in contact with your local rape crisis center, is 1-800-656-4673. That's toll-free, 1-800-656-4673, 1-800-656-4673. Or you can access the online chat service at online.rain.org. That's online.rain.org. Meanwhile, Hy-Vee Incorporated is continuing to fight food insecurity by launching a new fundraiser aimed at supporting local food banks across its 8-state region, including Wisconsin. Hy-Vee's Assistant Vice President of Communications, Christina Gaiman, says all the funds raised will provide immediate assistance to families in need and support the increased demand for food following recent reductions in SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, benefits.
Basically, what Food Bank Fridays is a way for our customers and our employees to donate money to their local food banks. So obviously with the decrease in SNAP benefits to pre-pandemic levels that started earlier this month, we have already heard from food banks that the need for food has increased significantly, even in just the last few weeks.
So Gaiman says Hy-Vee has put together this fundraiser that'll go on for the next several months.
And so every day at your local Hy-Vee or Dollar Fresh Market, you can donate either $1 or $5 at checkout. And that money goes directly to the Feeding America's affiliated food bank in that area. And the Feeding America food banks support all of the pantries and different food organizations in smaller communities in that region as well. So just because, you know, you don't work directly with maybe the you know, main food bank in the region, but you know those food pantries in your area, it's a really good bet that those food pantries are supported by the overarching food bank. And so that's where those funds are going to go to.
And then on Fridays, Gaiman says,
we encourage people to follow Hy-Vee on our social media channels because we will be sharing some of those donations that are made each week with the funds that are raised for the food banks. So what those food banks ordered, showing those products being delivered to the food bank and that kind of thing. So we really appreciate all of the support that our customers and employees give in times like this. And I hope that everyone will choose to donate when they can at the register.
Hy-Vee has additional fundraisers and special events planned for this year to demonstrate their ongoing commitment to creating hunger-free communities. Recently, they partnered with Hormel and local first responders to distribute nearly 7,500 hams to families in need in 10 states ahead of the Easter holiday. They've also delivered more than 17 semi-loads of food donations to local food banks during the week of April 11th. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, our thanks to Diane Whitehouse, a sane, trained nurse who's conducted sexual assault examinations at HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's Hospital since 2009. Thank you, Diane, for your great work and great service. And glad to hear more help is on the way for you and your colleagues there at HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joe's. Also, thank you to Christina Gaiman from Hy-Vee telling us about their fundraiser to replenish local food banks. I'm Mark Halverson. This has been Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio.